It's Wisconsin's most complete farm show. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
And it's time again for Checkoff Chat, a conversation brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars, focused in on what you beef and dairy producers need to know about where your money's being spent for research, education, and promotion, and also our partners at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns. They're a proud sponsor of these Checkoff Chats and ask you to visit equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. You know, there's that spring in your step when the weather starts improving. People start thinking about maybe getting out there and doing more grilling, maybe just looking at things a little differently as far as meal lineup is concerned. Today on Checkoff Chat, we want to visit with Sarah Agna. She is the dietary and nutrition counseling specialist with Beef Council and focused in on some new research that's been done courtesy of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is something that is focused in on recent dietary guideline recommendations from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other agencies. Sarah, how did you get brought into this conversation? What is NCBA paying attention to specifically?
Yeah, this has been something that's been on the radar with NCBA for the past couple years. And what we're looking at is every bite counts, feeding beef to your baby. So it's a new concept. It's a new area of focus with NCBA. And the reason being that they're really focusing on it this year is because the new dietary guidelines, the 2020 dietary guidelines, just came out. And what they are recommending is introducing solid foods like beef to infants and toddlers in order to pack in every bite with protein, iron, zinc, and choline.
Boy, I sure can understand why they'd want to get the youngsters off to a positive start with those kinds of nutrients. But now I have to question, I wonder, is the beef industry ready to address the types of beef or how we get those little rascals to work in towards solid foods?
Yeah, definitely. And what we're looking at is beef being a complement to other foods, specifically breast milk. So we're looking at about 6 months of age, introducing these alternative or, you know, other foods at that 6 months. And it's not, obviously, we're not feeding these six-month-year-olds a steak. You know, we're looking at pureed beef. And I know, I remember when I was little, I was eating pureed beef. You can find it in the aisles now. So if you don't feel comfortable making it on your own, definitely something like Gerber has those pureed proteins for your children.
Interesting. And, you know, we do forget that those are critical nutritious items, that protein, that iron, that zinc, all of that, so critical for children's development. What does it really mean to their bodies, Sarah, if we're sure that we're amping up those components?
You know, around 6 months of age, it is important to introduce nutrient-rich solid foods along with breast milk or formula. This introduction of first foods, also known as complementary foods, like I talked about before, provides babies with the opportunity to experience new tastes, textures, colors, and also teaches them to enjoy food. Foods like beef can provide babies with a good source of iron, zinc, choline, B vitamins, and protein, and can also provide them with a unique taste and texture experience. Plus, beef is a real food. I always, you know, address that and force that beef is a real food. It's not a packaged processed food with, you know, 10 ingredients. It's one ingredient.
Right. Are you guys addressing that idea of somebody that wants to try to deal with pureed beef at home? Does beeftips.com or a website have some suggestions on, I guess we'd have to almost say, cautionary words on how you want to put that kind of homemade puree together?
Yeah, definitely. You can go to the beeftips.com webpage or the Beef It's What's for Dinner webpage, and it is on the forefront of both pages. You can find tons of information about the Every Bite Counts campaign and, you know, the different, I guess, at each month of the child's, you know, process, you know, around 6 months, we're using pureed. At 6 to 8 months, a lumpy textured food. 8 to 10 months, maybe shredded or chopped beef. And then 10 to 12 months, they can start transitioning to chop family foods and practice with self-feeding using the spoon. So there is specific guidelines of what you should follow and also how you can make these pureed foods.
I thought they were only coming at it from a nutritional standpoint, but your point about texture and actual taste is some I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good research and a lot of information about those milestones in a child's life.
Now, what, have you heard any feedback? Has Wisconsin Beef Council heard anything from consumers or anybody else since the Beef in the Early Years campaign was launched?
I haven't, and unfortunately, because a lot of my conferences, my health professional conferences are virtual, this is something that I would be promoting to the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and also the public health conference that I go to every year. So hopefully I'll be able to get some feedback once these virtual conferences happen, because this is some of the information that I'll be providing these groups virtually.
Sarah Aganel, along with us, she is the nutrition and dietary specialist with the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats. You know, we were talking off air, Sarah, about the schools starting to open up a little bit more as far as kids coming back, teachers on the priority list as far as vaccines. Are you getting an opportunity to go back in the classroom at all and share the message of beef?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not face-to-face, but I've had about four high schools so far that I've worked with in the past month to do virtual Beef in the Classroom presentations. So I'm not doing a cooking demo with them. We're just doing the presentation that includes information about the beef industry here in Wisconsin and also about beef nutrition. So hopefully next year I'll get to get back into the classrooms, because I absolutely love cooking with these students. They're so much fun.
Well, I got to believe that they have interesting questions, whether it's face-to-face or virtual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, definitely. They always have great questions. They're always engaged. And I love hearing from the students. It's just very, very unique. Their questions are great because, you know, the field of agriculture and where our food comes from can sometimes be confusing because there's so much misinformation out there.
Absolutely. Sarah, if people are listening and curious to find out more about this campaign, Beef in the Early Years, is there someplace where they can go and get some of their questions answered? Is there a website with that nutrition information specific?
Yep, you can go to the beeftips.com webpage, or you can also email me if anybody has any questions or concerns. You can find my information on the beeftips.com webpage when you go under the contact or meet staff. You can definitely find me and certainly reach out.
Excellent. Good deal. Beef in the Early Years. That's what we're talking about. A brand new campaign launched by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Something to talk about, especially if you have youngsters in the house. Dietary guidelines suggesting solid foods like beef for infants and toddlers to pack that nutritional punch. You can find more, as Sarah said, at beeftips.com. We thank them for joining us today on Checkoff Chat, courtesy of your Checkoff Dollars, a conversation all about beef, research, nutrition, and education, as well as promotion. And our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns, they're a proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats as well. Please remember to visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. And that, my friends, is Checkoff Chat with Sarah Agna from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngkey.